The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hey guys, I'm Whitney Port and this is With Wit. A lot of you may know me from reality TV, and the reality is a lot's happened since The Hills. With Wit is dedicated to having real, raw, and occasionally ridiculous conversations with the people who have had a profound impact on me. Life-changing moments, life-changing people. Because on With Wit, very little is off limits. Hi, Mia.
How are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
So excited to finally do this and talk about everything you and mothering and formula and all of it. Everything that you're doing is so important, not only obviously founding By Heart, but also just being a mom to lots of little kids. And I think for all of us as moms, like, this whole feeding situation is something that can bring on a lot of stress and can also feel very, also like a thing that people just don't know about. So I'm excited to get into all of it. So how old is your youngest right now?
My youngest is 2.
Okay.
And then I have a 5-year-old and an 8-year-old.
So you have an 8-year-old. So 8 years ago when you had the baby and you were faced with breastfeeding, do you remember your mindset going into having the baby and your mindset on breastfeeding and what that would look like for you or what you hoped that it would look like?
I love this question because I think that so many people go into parenthood with all these ideas about what feeding will be like or what they'll be able to do, or, you know, and then you become a parent and so many circumstances impact your feeding choices, mm-hmm, right? Like mm-hmm. your own health, your baby's health, your work situation, your so many different things, your family situation, I mean, everything. So when I had Nev, I kind of told myself, yeah, I'm going to do the breastfeeding thing. Everyone tells me it's the healthiest thing for my babies and it's the most natural thing. So I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I went into it, I started, but it was so hard. Like, I just remember so many nights, like I was screaming, she was screaming. Like, nobody tells you how hard it's going to be.
No.
And I always wanted to be a mom and I was so grateful to be a mom, but I also wanted to be other things. I wanted to be a wife. I wanted to work hard, and balancing all of it was super stressful because, you know, it's very time consuming. You know, nobody really talks about just all the challenges around breastfeeding. So I went into it saying, like, I'm going to do this. I can do it. It was this challenge, but I really needed an alternative really quickly just to help me balance it all. And so when I started looking for a formula, like so many other parents, like I just was overwhelmed by the challenge of finding something that I could feel really good about. It felt like no matter what I was reaching for, I'd have to compromise. It was
right.
Like, oh, you want the clean one or the one for a good immune system or for a good brain health or, you know, it just, there wasn't something where I could say, this makes me feel good the way, you know, so many people talk about breastfeeding. And it was a very like emotional experience.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so hard because it's one of those things that women don't really need or want to hear, like, until they're actually in it. Like, they're not asking the questions until it's something that's affecting them. So it's hard to really, like, prep women for this. And that's why these conversations are important. And I think for anyone out there that's pregnant or thinking about becoming pregnant and is interested in what this looks like it is it, for me, I wish I had heard some of these conversations beforehand, but I know that I wasn't necessarily looking for it. I had the same experience as you. Like, I went into it with, I was like, okay, breastfeeding, like, if my milk comes in, great, then we're going to breastfeed. And if it doesn't come in, then I'm not going to stress about it. And I honestly thought it was as simple as that. Little did I know that, if it comes in, it's like, even for me, like, more scary, because then there's the responsibility of dealing with it. I'm making a plan around it. And so the breast milk for me came in, and I remember being in the hospital, and I remember the nurses telling me to constantly just keep the baby on the nipple, you know, just like to be just keeping him there as much as I possibly could. And they kept on telling me that they were going to have a lactation consultant come in, but no one came in, and I didn't really understand the importance of that. Now I would say for anybody who's in the hospital that they should see a lactation specialist if they're trying to breastfeed in the hospital before they go home. Make sure that they do that before they go home. But I got home from the hospital, nipples cracked, bleeding, excruciating pain every single time Sunny was on my breast. Him freaking out, me freaking out, feeling like I was the worst. And it totally tainted the first 6 months of having my baby. It was like I couldn't even see the light in it or the positive in it because the breastfeeding was so hard for me. And I got home, and so I didn't want to, I was in such excruciating pain. I'm like, what are my options? And I looked at, luckily I had a baby nurse, and she was like, do you have any formula? And I'm like, no, I didn't know to have that. I just thought my milk was likely going to come in and I was going to be fine. And so I remember that night, first night coming home, Timmy went to the Walgreens down at the corner and brought home Enfamil. And I was like, I didn't even have the opportunity to research, to know if I wanted to give formula, to know if I, what kinds of formula, the pros versus the cons. It was just like this thing that I had to do. And it's obviously come such a long way. And there's formula companies like By Heart now that we can look to like trust, and we know have amazing ingredients in them. But that hasn't always been the case. So tell me about the impetus behind the formula and how it's different from the other formulas out there.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I'll just say I am also so shocked that I went into parenthood so unprepared, and that when I needed formula, it was like this last minute stress of, okay, I need it so fast, I can't even think about what I'm getting because it's such a panic.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel like shit, because every other big experience, every other big thing in our lives, like, we prepare for. You even prepare the baby's room, or you go into an interview, you do some research before. But we go into parenthood and into feeding, which is such a big thing.
It's just keeping them alive at that stage. It's literally your biggest responsibility.
And culturally, for some reason, people are still only ever talking to us about breastfeeding before we have a baby.
So true.
Like, why aren't we just talking about feeding generally? Like, hey, so many different things can happen when the baby comes, and there is no way to predict it. And you deserve to go in feeling really prepared for whatever comes. So, like, feel prepared for breastfeeding, feel prepared for formula feeding, just feel prepared and think about it ahead, so it's not such a urgent mad rush.
Right. And not only feel prepared, but feel okay knowing that there are other options, and that it doesn't mean that you're less than if you can't feed your baby in this way that you see everybody else is doing it or is the best way. You know, I've even said to myself, if I do end up having a second kid and I do feel like this is easier said than done, that I don't even know that I would put the pressure on myself to even try to breastfeed again because of how it was for me that first 6 months. And I'll even just go into a little more detail before you getting into it. But just for everyone out there, like, I ended up exclusively pumping for 6 months after. It was too excruciating for Sunny to be on my boob that I ended up just pumping. Got mastitis 3 times, which is like the worst, it feels like the worst flu. It's basically like an infection. It is an infection in your body of the breast milk. And I remember after the second time of getting mastitis, I was like, I'm not doing, if this happens one more time. And I think even after the first time I said that, and I kept on torturing myself over and over and over again just to give Sunny what I thought was the best for him at a complete sacrifice of myself. And it doesn't have to be that way. You know, like, you can enjoy that period and not feel like a bad mom.
Yeah. And you know what else people don't tell you is that if you're stressed, your breast milk goes down, mm-hmm. or if you're sleep deprived, or, and you are going to be all those things, mm-hmm. you know, it's not like if you have milk, you're just smooth sailing, like your body is adjusting all the time. And so, you know, I'd have to travel for work, or I'd get stressed, or I was sleep deprived, or I was dehydrated. And it was like one day I had milk, one day I didn't. Actually, like, my left boob had a lot of milk, and right boob, and like, it was crazy.
It's crazy what we go through.
And it's such like an emotional journey. But that is exactly kind of why we started By Heart, because if you can feel proud of the formula option that you mm-hmm. have, then you can feel like, hey, you know what? I actually have options. Like, why is it like, you know, until now it has felt like breastfeeding is good and formula feeding's bad. It doesn't have to be that way. Mm-hmm. So when we started By Heart, you know, there were 3 big companies that had been making our formula for decades and decades. And the formulas really hadn't changed mm-hmm. very much. And, you know, me too, with my first, I also used Enfamil. I used Enfamil Gentilease. And, you know, these were kind of like the options. But we started By Heart because we knew that we understand more about breast milk now than ever before. We know what are the ingredients in it, what are the benefits. Also, there's such high quality ingredients. So the tools are there to make a better formula, but innovating in this space is incredibly difficult. Mm-hmm. If you're truly going to create a new formula, you have to do a nationwide clinical trial.
Right.
You have to get FDA registration. And there's only one contract manufacturer that makes all the formulas for the new brands. So every formula company before us used the same contract manufacturer. And they say, you'll just be the brand. We'll give you a formula and you'll launch it in a year.
Just like a licensing deal, essentially.
And that's not what we were there to do. We were like, no, we are here to make a better formula. We have worked with the world's leading experts in pediatric nutrition, in breast milk science. We've created a recipe from scratch that gets closer to breast milk than ever before, with high quality ingredients like grass-fed organic whole milk, with taking out the ingredients you would never want in your formula, like corn syrup and palm oil and soy. And we created this proprietary protein blend that is the closest to breast milk, that has in it proteins that are most abundant in breast milk mm-hmm. that have virtually not been in formulas in the US to date. And so there were all these ways that we created a better formula, but we couldn't make it with a contract manufacturer,
right?
Because that wasn't their business. So we learned really quickly that in order to make a new and better formula, we had to build an entire supply chain ourselves, go out and handpick every ingredient and directly partner with suppliers, build our own manufacturing plant, run a clinical trial. It really shocked us that there was just one manufacturer that made formulas for all of the challenger brands, and that there wasn't a possibility to truly innovate with them. We were like, this is the most important food for our most important people. We have to do better. And we can't believe that the infrastructure isn't there today to do it. And so really quickly, we're like, okay, we have to build this from scratch, a new recipe, a new supply chain. And it took us 5 years to get to market.
Yeah, I mean, and that's not even that long at all. Truly Hard Seltzer has a new party pack, and let me tell you, it is so perfect for a little weekend hang with your friends. So there are a lot of hard seltzers out there, but a lot of them honestly just aren't for me. They're way too flavored or too sugary, and I found that Truly Hard Seltzer's flavors to be so nice and light, easy to sip, and just the perfect drink to pop open while hanging with like buddies, family, whoever, by yourself. Truly believes life can be more refreshing when we can just be real, let loose, embrace imperfection, and allow ourselves to be free from convention. That's why Truly has something for everyone in more than 30 unique flavors, including 3 lightly flavored mixed packs, berry and new party pack. All the flavors are light, super refreshing, and made with real fruit juices. So my fave is the citrus squeeze flavor, but I've been hearing that the new raspberry flavor that comes in the party pack is really, really good too. Truly Hard Seltzers are great to have on ice at a party along with the beer and the wine. And with only 5% ABV, 100 calories, and 1 gram of sugar in each can, they don't weigh you down or bring on those next day headaches like wine sometimes can. To find Truly Hard Seltzer near you, go to trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. That's trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. Truly Hard Seltzer. Keep it light. Truly Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly. All right, get a taste of M, a hot new collection of craveable intimates from Maidenform, a brand with a whole lot of history. So they've been around since the very first bras, and now they're bringing you a new kind of classic, the chicest basics you've ever seen. Maidenform is a brand with 100 years of innovation and category leadership. I've been wearing them ever since I developed as a teenager. They wrote the book on bras, and M is their next big chapter. The material is buttery soft, super breathable, and just could not be more comfortable. I've been wearing the undies in super pretty colors, as well as just like plain nudes. And my favorite cut right now is a style called the Barely There High Leg. I wear it every night to sleep. It feels so comfortable. Just pack them in my bag as well. They are silky smooth and completely invisible under clothing, which is very important to me. I don't know why I've always had a thing about lines, but they stretch and they move with your body, and you don't feel them while you're wearing them, and no tags to deal with cutting off, which is great. All of their fabrics are luxurious and just feel so much more expensive than they are. Great style and comfort, doesn't need to break the bank. And another thing I love about the collection is that even though they're innerwear, their pieces are chic enough to wear out of the house and so easy to style to your taste. So like a chic bra under a button down. I don't know. Try it. Visit maidenform.com and use code WITHWIT20 at checkout for 20% off your first purchase. That's maidenform.com and use code WITHWIT20 for 20% off your first order.
Hey everyone, it's Kelsey Kreppel, full-time YouTuber, part-time preschool teacher, and now the host of the podcast Circle Time. Join me every week as me and my guests mix the childlike wonder and conversational openness and acceptance of preschool that we're all nostalgic for with the realism, honesty, and wisdom baked into adulthood. With classroom-structured roots, we'll rehash standout moments of day-to-day life, dive into buzzy pop culture moments, and really just get to know each other on a deeper level. Make sure to follow me on Instagram at Kelsey Kreppel and follow the show wherever you get your podcasts. Time.
But what would you say? Because for me, I feel like there's this one thing that sticks in my head. I remember having a conversation with a doula I think it was on this podcast, actually. I was talking to her about breastfeeding and I was like, just tell me the truth. Like, is breast milk better than formula? And she was like, that is such a loaded question because better can mean so many different things. Like you said, is feeding the formula going to be emotionally better for the mom and then better for everyone? Like, there's so many different answers. But she did say that in terms of the immune system, that there was something in breast milk that for the first 6 weeks that was really good for babies. And I just want to talk about that and talk about how with By Heart's formula, what's in there that so that we can feel like we're not giving them less than what our body could potentially, you know?
Yeah. Well, first of all, you know, breast milk is both the most natural nutrition and also the most functional.
Mm-hmm.
So we really used that as a blueprint as we were building our formula, also because we heard from parents. They said, I want clean ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Of course you want clean ingredients.
Totally.
That is so important.
Mm-hmm.
But you also deserve ingredients that support your baby's immune system and gut health and brain and digestion. And, you know, this is the most important stage in development when all of baby systems are developing. And mm-hmm. this is foundational food.
Right.
So mm-hmm. we need a clean formula with high quality ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, created a formula that we then, in a clinical trial, prove the health benefits. So it's not even empty marketing claims. It was important to us that we did a clinical trial where you could actually see the proof
mm-hmm.
so that you truly believe it. Because parents have trouble believing it, you
right.
know? Like, and so it was important to us to empower parents with data. And
mm-hmm.
so what we did was we looked at every element of breast milk and every element of formula. You know, it's a baby's full diet. There are proteins and carbs and fats and vitamins and minerals. And we saw that it was actually the proteins that were so different in formula and in breast milk.
Mm-hmm.
Like the two most abundant proteins in breast milk were virtually missing from formulas.
Mm-hmm.
And so we started studying this and we saw that actually protein is responsible for so many things. It's responsible for digestion. So usually when babies don't digest formula well, it's because of the protein composition.
Mm-hmm.
And then we realized that these proteins in breast milk also support the immune system and the gut. And so that's what led us to really create this patented protein blend of these proteins in breast milk that support so many of the important systems. And then we really proved out those benefits in our clinical trial. Like, you know, the babies on By Heart had less spit up,
mm-hmm.
easier digestion and softer poops
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
better nutrient absorption. Babies actually sleep longer on our formula, probably because they're more comfortable. They have more efficient weight gain, just all these really important benefits. And our hope was that parents could look at this clinical trial, look at the ingredients and feel a lot of pride. Like, hey, you know what? I'm feeding formula. I'm
mm-hmm.
supporting all my baby systems and I'm doing great.
Mm-hmm.
And I can feel really proud of the way I'm nourishing my baby.
Yeah. So I feel like you probably felt that and felt that in the difference between your 8-year-old and your 2-year-old, and the feeding journeys probably looked different because you had By Heart 2 years ago. What did your feeding journey look like with your last?
So I have been building the company while building my family. So started the company when Nev, my oldest, was only one. And then when I had Raphael, we were still building it. And then finally with Simone, I was able to feed her By Heart.
Yeah.
So interesting is that your feeding journey with every baby is so different.
Right.
And you go into it thinking it's going to be the way it was with the last
mm-hmm.
one, but actually
it's a completely different person.
Yeah. With my second with Rafa, I actually only 8 weeks into it, my appendix ruptured and I had to go to the hospital. And what was crazy is that while breastfeeding was incredibly challenging and painful for me with my first,
mm-hmm.
with the second, it came a little bit easier. And so I was starting to get into a rhythm and I was excited that it was a little bit easier this time. And then my appendix ruptured and I had to go on medication where I couldn't breastfeed
mm-hmm.
and I had to be in the hospital for a long time. And again, it was like this complete unknown
and lack of control. Like, we have no control over this. And that's I think what's the hard part, especially when you think about having more than one kid too, is like, you think you kind of have got it all figured out. And I think that we have to like take a step back and realize that yes, like every baby is different. Our circumstances are different. And what's most important is obviously that they're getting fed, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And so with Simone, my third, it was an amazing moment as a founder to be able to be both the founder and also a customer.
Yeah.
And that it really came full circle after so many years of working on this formula. And yeah, I just feeding so intimate. And it was really great to be able to feed Simone a formula that I knew that we obsessed over every last detail. Mm-hmm. Like if it's in there, it's in there for a reason, because of what it does for your health, because of how it supports your baby. Part of the kind of journey of making our formula was also about discovering so much about the formula category. When we launched, we became only one of five manufacturers in the entire country. And there hadn't been a new manufacturer in 15 years, probably because of how difficult it is to really build up a new manufacturing facility. And the good news is that the regulations are very stringent in the US.
As they should be, yeah.
Because they need to protect our most vulnerable consumers. We just couldn't believe that there were ingredients that were better, like, for example, whole milk. You know, we know when our baby turns one that the doctor wants us to just feed baby as much whole healthy fats as possible.
Right.
And yet we discovered that in formula in the US until today, it was all skim milk and whey protein concentrate. And we couldn't understand why. And we kept asking all the nutrition experts, like, why do we use skim milk? Why do we use skim milk? And just kept hearing answers we didn't want to hear, like, oh, it's cheaper, or it's easier to use, or it's easier to manufacture. And so we were the first to kind of bring whole milk to the US and get it approved and included in our formula. And there are many examples of that. Like, we use the number one protein in colostrum, such an important ingredient that wasn't in the US. So it was really a journey of like discovering so many things about the US market and then working to change it so that we could really raise the standard of formulas in this country.
I think that for me, once I ended up switching to formula, after it was like, I think it was 4 months when I started having to mix a little bit of formula like with my milk, and it was just the biggest weight lifted off my shoulders, and I was so resistant to it, and everybody else was telling me, do it, do it, do it. And like, it's sometimes I feel like we are our own worst enemies. Like, nobody else out there actually really cares or has an opinion or thinks like less of you for doing this. It's you that are being your own, you know, worst enemy. And so I think that like, once I released that and started to live my life with this like new reality, I had regrets. I mean, I had regret. I was like, why didn't I do this sooner? Like, I could have enjoyed Sunny so much more. I could have, you know, all the coulda, woulda, shouldas as a new mom. I think that we can be, especially when it's our first, like, we can get stubborn and we think that things have to go a certain way, or we've pictured them going this way. And if they don't, then that means it's going poorly. But that's not what parenting is about. And I think breastfeeding is like one of the first issues within parenting where you're faced with like, I don't have full control over this situation and I have to do what's best for me and my family. And like, for me, it was mentally taking that load, the physical and emotional load of having to feed my child. It allowed me to like, see life in a totally different way.
I was going to say, sometimes we also believe that doing something that will give you relief and that will go easier on you is like you're choosing you over your baby. When actually a happier mom or a happier dad is a happier baby. Like, your baby feels your energy. Mm-hmm. And you know, when we feel good and when we're at our best, it means that we, that everyone can be at their best.
It's
and
so, true.
It's like, how do we change it to say, if this is going to give you some relief or if this is going to help you, then it's going to help your baby too.
Exactly.
Better for you is better for your baby.
Yeah.
So if you want to supplement with a feed, or you want to sleep through the night, or you want to fully transition, or you need to like whatever it is, like going easy on yourself is actually better for everyone.
It's so true.
It's a good thing. You're like investing in yourself. You're investing in your baby.
I mean,
We're
I think
so connected.
Yes.
Our health, our happiness, our wellness is so connected, ours and our babies. We have to like think holistically about how we're taking care of ourselves and our babies at the same time, which can feel so overwhelming.
Yeah. And it just feels wrong. Like it feels like you're becoming a mom and it's like you should just be doing everything so that the baby has the best of everything, but you're not like really thinking intuitively, like you said, or thinking big picture. And I think also for me with Sunny, like that was 6 years ago and ByHeart wasn't around. So I feel like I was a little justified in feeling like I don't know if I want to give Enfamil, or I don't even know if I need to say the names, but like formula to my baby, because I didn't know about it. There wasn't a company like a ByHeart that I could turn to that I could trust. And so there was this like negative connotation with formula. But I think what you guys are doing is like not only creating an amazing product, but maybe changing the way that moms are thinking about formula and creating like some space for them to actually enjoy it without so much pressure. And when I'm saying when we have a second kid, like I just feel so much relief knowing that this is there for me.
Yeah, we want you to be able to feed, like feeling confident, feeling like you have tools to navigate whatever happens.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And before it didn't feel that way.
No.
We want to bring parents into our world, into our journey, so that you can really see like this is a company that cares and obsesses over your baby's health and your baby's wellness and their nutrition, and really be parents' partner in that feeding journey.
Yeah, I think that's what's also so important about ByHeart is the community that you've built as well. Like it's not only just about the product. There's a team of people that really care about each person. And it just feels nice to know that there can be a plan and education along with the product. So talk to me now about like where the company's at, what's on the horizon, just like what's going on at ByHeart at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we've been around now for 7 years. Took us about 5 years to launch. Now we have 3 facilities in the US. So we really control every step of the manufacturing and packaging process. And we can continue to maintain and continually raise the bar on our standards. Our small batch blending process is all about protecting the integrity of the ingredients. Mm-hmm. Because if you take a bunch of great ingredients and then you destroy them in manufacturing, then it doesn't have any more of that goodness. Mm-hmm. And so really having control of every step is what's allowed us to create the superior product, but it took a long time. We had to raise $300 million in capital in order to like do clinical research, to invest in innovation, to build all these facilities. But it's because we want to be a reliable, trusted partner to as many parents as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So we started by launching direct to consumer because that intimate relationship with our customers is everything.
Yeah.
Like we're listening to them every day. What's working for you? What's not? What support do you need? Our parent experience team, you know, the questions that come in are not just about like, where's my order? It's, you know, questions about feeding, about how to do it, about how to transition, about what's in the formula. So direct to consumer is such like at the heart of the company.
Mm-hmm.
But then it was important for us to be accessible. And so we launched nationwide with Target. We're in 90% of their stores across the country, which has been amazing.
Amazing.
And now this year we're continuing to expand into more retail. Oh, we're also on Thrive Market.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. Love thrive because of their commitment to clean and quality and making that more accessible. We also work with Babylist because Babylist is supporting parents as they're preparing for parenthood. And we want to be there from the beginning. We're their first registry partner in formula. So really incredible partnerships. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing we're really focused on this year is our open-hearted formula donation program. So we work with Baby to Baby. 1% of all formula sales go to donating formula to families in need.
Amazing.
And that's been part of our business plan from day one. And as we grow the company, we're growing that commitment.
You're able to give more. Yeah.
Say hello to your IRL makeup filter in a bottle, CoverGirl's Simply Ageless Skin Perfector Essence. This skincare makeup hybrid looks and feels so unique. Developed using micro droplet technology, pigmented capsules burst and blend to easily distribute a sheer, even tint. And with a plant-based retinol alternative, it works to reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles. So it's the perfect base for the fresh face. It's like that perfect layer for the no makeup look that I prefer and wear every day. And after using it for the last couple weeks, my complexion looks so plump. It looks so youthful and it looks so refreshed, like I've slept a lot, which I haven't. It's a perfect alternative to foundation if you like coverage that feels less heavy. CoverGirl Simply Ageless Skin Perfector is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and contains 71% water that provides an instant burst of moisture upon application and hydrates your skin for up to 24 hours. I'm taking it with me to Palm Beach and excited to use it in that humidity. I feel like it will be the perfect base for that. It's made in 8 adaptable shades to complement all skin tones, and it can be worn alone or as a nice primer under your favorite foundation. It's also crazy that you can walk into a drugstore and get a product of this quality. You won't find this formula from any other drugstore brand. Glowing, radiant skin is only a plump away, only from easy, breezy, beautiful CoverGirl. Okay, so I first gave AG1 a try because easy habits are key for me, and I've been desperate for simplification and something that I can actually be consistent with. It's too much to juggle taking so many different kinds of vitamins, so many different supplements, probiotics, all the things everyone says you should be taking daily. AG1 is an amazing single solution that supports my entire body by filling in nutrient gaps daily, and it allows me to support my gut health while also supporting my immune and brain health. So I take my vitamins during the day and I take everything on a full stomach, but in the morning I make sure that I have my AG1, and I have been feeling so much better, honestly. So since I started drinking AG1 daily, I have felt such a boost physically and mentally. My energy has lifted so much and I just feel like lighter. I feel a noticeable pep in my step, and I know that's cliche to say, but it's true. Not only does AG1 deliver my daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more, but it's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. It's just one scoop mixed in with water once a day, every day. AG1 is a great complement to my multivitamin, and it also has a pre and probiotic, which I need more of, and just like the supplements to support energy and focus. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/withwit. That's drinkag1.com/withwit. Check it out.
I cannot even imagine having to raise that much money and the stress that must have come with that and building this and all of the like red tape and no's that you got. What, like, as an entrepreneur and someone that looks up to you, are there any tips or words of wisdom or like mantras that you live by as you were growing this that you continued to tell yourself to like get through it all?
Something that I really learned over the years is that you just have to keep fighting for the mission. Mm-hmm. Like, you know where you need to get to, and you're going to have a lot of no's. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to happen. It's like parenthood. It's not going to happen the way you think it's going to happen.
Right.
Like twists and turns, and you just got to just keep going. And then as you go, you build momentum. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at the beginning, it was my brother and I, but then we found all these nutrition experts and PhDs and breast milk researchers and all these people who are like, this is such important work. We want to get behind it. And here's all of our research that we've done on breast milk and how we can translate it into better formulas. And they joined us, and then this incredible team. And, you know, we kept gaining momentum. And so the first thing was just being like so focused on the mission, knowing that there are going to be a lot of no's, but that we got to navigate the no's and keep pushing.
Yeah.
I always think about my kids so often. It's like, Mom, can we do this? No, sorry, we can't do that. Why?
Right.
Why? Like, that's kind of how we are. It's like when we hear no's, we say why.
Exactly.
And then there's a way to
turn the no into a yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And so just knowing that we're doing something that hasn't been done before, mm-hmm. and that it's going to require kind of really creative thinking and taking no's and meeting them with whys.
Yeah.
So, and then I guess the other thing is just like real partnership is everything.
Yeah.
And again, I mean, it's so funny how like parenthood is everything, but like when you have those friends or you have a partner or whatever, who's like, hey, how about we do this? Or let's take it step by step together. Like, that's everything. And so I'm like grateful for the team that we keep building. And whenever we hire, we say, it's not just about your expertise. It's about who you are as a person.
Totally.
Like, how do you face adversity? How do you kind of push through? Does that energize you? And we have this incredible team that we're building with. And I think that's everything.
Yeah. Like, I mean, totally. I feel like the ethos of the, like, the team and the character of the team is so important in a company like this, for sure. So your life now with three kids and this, I mean, the company's not like a baby, but it's like, it's a toddler maybe. And like, it's starting to take off. How do you take care of yourself? Like, now, how do you find moments for yourself?
I'm trying to figure that out every day.
I think sometimes when I ask people, a lot of people have that question. I'm happy that I asked, because I want you to have to think about it so that you actually will do it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And I think having other, you know, female founders or women doing amazing things and showing that you can figure it out. Like, you can figure out how to be a mom and be another part of yourself at the same time. Mm-hmm. Like, that gives me so much strength when it's like, hey, how are you doing it? What's your tips and tricks? Because I don't think it's one thing always. It's like, I try and think of my life in 3-month periods. Like, you know what? This is a difficult period right now where I'm more leaning into, I'm working hard, I'm leaning a little more into like founder me. And then, this is a period where I'm going to make up for that and like lean a lot more into being mommy or catching up with friends or like really focusing on my husband.
Yeah.
I think that we have this pressure to balance it all and do it all at the same time.
Yeah.
But I've started to tell myself, you can't do everything all at the same time, but you don't have to think of doing everything all in this moment, but over a period of time. And so it gives me a little bit of leeway or like ability to go a little bit easier on myself. Like, okay, yes, I'm leaning too heavy here. I'm going to lean back the other way. I just am trying to be really aware of what brings me happiness, like putting my kids to bed and falling asleep in their beds at 8 p.m. just brings me happiness. It brings me calm and just knowing that, and therefore trying to like be home for that time. Is it important, or taking my kids to school twice a week? I can't every day, but like just kind of saying, these are the things that make me happy that I'm going to try and fit in, and then putting it in my calendar.
Yes.
And then, like, it's as important as a meeting. You know what I mean?
Like,
sometimes people say to me, I'm so sorry, I have to pick my kid up from school. I can't join that meeting. It's like, that is as important. It's more important. It should be in your calendar. Mm-hmm, it shouldn't be like something we apologize for. It should be something that we're proud of, that we're figuring out how to like put it all in the calendar.
It's like your responsibility as the, you know, founder of this company to help set those boundaries for your team, that this is, as picking up your kid from school is as important as this meeting, and like really, really believing that, because then I think that they believe that and then they won't feel guilty about it, which is what we all are just feeling constantly, you know? So yeah. It's a lot, but I do think that even the formula in and of itself is a form of self-care for us. You know what I mean? Like, you may not look at it like that, but it is checking off the box of something that may be causing you that stress. So I am so appreciative of you coming on and sharing all of this with us, and so grateful that a company like By Heart exists now. Tell us where we can find it and follow.
Yeah, you can find it on byheart.com, subscription or a la carte. You can go to your local Target. You can go to Babylist, Thrive Market, lots of places.
Amazing. Yeah. Byheart.com. Simple.
Yeah. Or Byheart on Instagram. Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
All right. We'll be in touch. Okay. Bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you loved this episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I'd love to hear what you think and anything more or even less you'd want to hear about. Tune in every Tuesday for a new episode. If you want to know more about what I'm up to, you can find me on Instagram at Whitney Eve Port, my website, whitneyport.com, and my YouTube channel, Whitney Port. Peace in the streets.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.